Caleb Maupin explains.
The report from the White House indicates that between 64 and 116 non-combatant civilians have died as a result of U.S. drone strikes. Now, it was made clear by the White House that this report does not include people who died in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria. The reason that these three countries were excluded is because these are considered to be active war zones. And according to the White House, the number of civilian deaths in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria are classified. That information is classified. These numbers released by the White House, again, 64 to 116 civilians estimated killed, according to the White House report, are much lower than the numbers given by many independent civilian watchdog groups. In fact, the numbers given are roughly half of the lowest estimates given by independent groups. Many people rate, many independent investigators and civilian watchdogs say the numbers of people killed, non-combatant civilians killed, are much higher. The timing of the report is also interesting. The report was released on the Friday before the July 4th Independence Day weekend in the United States. And as the report was coming out, already the streets of D.C. were clogged with people who were leaving the city. The report was covered in U.S. media, but there was very little reaction to it.